Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome into my studio, well, kind of welcome into my studio. This is a remote broadcast where I'm sitting in the studio all alone. And my guest tonight is coming via Skype, and his name is Frank Martinetti. And Frank, it's great to see you, because I can see you. The audience can't, but I can.
And it's good to connect with you. I wasn't expecting to do this way, but here we are.
Here we are. Frank and I had met quite a few months ago, and Frank is the director of the Mystic River Chorale in Mystic, Connecticut, and has been on the program several times. And we had recorded, we thought we were so smart, we had recorded a show that was supposed to air next week a couple months ago. And we thought, well, this will save you a trip because you live almost in New York City, a distant part of Connecticut, right?
Fairfield, Connecticut, yeah.
Fairfield, Connecticut, a hot spot, by the way. Fairfield, yeah. County, right? For the virus.
Westport in particular, yeah, there was a big cluster in Westport.
Yeah, well, we're glad that you're safe and your family is safe, hopefully. And Frank is, as I mentioned, we recorded that, but we can't use it now because we were talking about the wonderful concert that the Mystic River Chorale was going to give in a couple weeks, but that has been obviously postponed.
It has. It's our May 2020 concert is now our May 2021 concert.
So you just moved it a year.
We did, and we were also going to be doing a collaboration with the Eastern Connecticut Symphony, and we're still talking about when that's going to be, and that may be 2022 at the earliest. So
yeah, I got an email from Caleb this morning, as a matter of fact, about the Eastern Connecticut Symphony changing things around and postponing, as everyone has done. WCRI is very proud of the fact that we have lots and lots of arts groups that have been on the air with us, that we continue to not only help out as much as we can, but they advertise on the station, like Mystic River Chorale, and pretty much everybody's had to pull the plug. We're all in the same boat, whether you're the Rhode Island Philharmonic or the Chorus of Westerly or the Mystic River Chorale or the Boston Symphony or the New York Philharmonic. It doesn't make any difference at this point. Everything is on hold.
Everything. It's so fascinating for me as a college professor, as a church musician, and as the conductor of a community choir, you know, how my three institutions have had to deal with the ramifications of this epidemic. It's everything is different. I've never learned so much about recording. I mean, I've been streaming, been pre-recording music for streaming church services, you know, for Holy Week a couple weeks ago. I mean, like crazy. And for school, teaching, trying to teach college online, and I lost performances there. It's a fascinating time we're in.
It's interesting to say the least. And the best we can hope for is that in a few weeks or certainly months, that things start to get back to normal. I think in some areas, your area in particular, I guess they pretty much have what they presume is peaked out at this point. But hopefully that's the case, and things will start to turn the corner. But we'll leave that to the experts. That's not why we're here. We're here to talk about Frank Martinetti, the amazing musician.
Well,
and not just about the Mystic River Chorale, which has been around for a while, but we thought we'd take this opportunity tonight to not only do music that the chorale was planning on doing or has done, but some of your favorites, Frank. So let's get a little music.
This was a fun opportunity. I've moved a few times in the last few years, and I'm never moving again.
And, everybody says that after they move.
Yeah, this was the fourth move in 5 years, and they can take me out of here in a box. and my CDs are in an advanced state of chaos, and this was a good opportunity to go through my collection and pick out some choral music to share that I just love very, very much. And a lot of it is pieces I've done, and mm-hmm. some of it is pieces I've not done, and we'll close the show with some of my favorite pieces I've not done with the Mystic River Chorale, and I've done with my University of Bridgeport group. So it'll be a fun evening. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the music while we all stay home and stay safe.
All right. Well, let's start off with a Barbara piece, right?
Yes. This is a very short piece. It's a piece by Samuel Barber. It's called The Easter Chorale, and it is a setting of a poem by Browning. And it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous poem. The morning light renews the sky. Across the air, the birds ignite like sparks to take this blaze of day through all the precincts of the night. Alleluia, alleluia, the fires of dawn refresh our eyes. We watch the world grow wide and bright and praise our newly risen light. Samuel Barber's Easter Chorale.
Let's give it a listen.
The morning light renews the sky. Across the air the birds ignite, like sparks to take this blaze of day through all the precincts of the night. Alleluia, alleluia. The fires of dawn refresh our eyes. We watch the world grow.
Provided by Frank Martinetti, the director of the Mystic River Chorale. And Frank, we are looking forward to an opportunity as an audience to see what kind of music you really like. And why did you pick that piece? I mean, obviously it's beautiful, but is there any personal background to some of these things you picked?
Not really. I mean, I love choral music. It's not the only thing I listen to by any means, obviously. But I wanted to share what I do as a conductor with you. That's a piece. I just adore Barber. I love his solo songs. They're just so amazing, witty, clever, you know, fun pieces. I've sung some of them as a singer. And his choral music doesn't get a lot of attention beyond Sure and the Shining Night. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really lovely piece that a lot of church choirs could do and don't know about. So right. now you know.
There you go. All right. Well, what do you have for us next?
Well, I'm sharing two old favorites that many in our audience will recognize. These are performed by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys of Fifth Avenue in New York City under the direction of the late Jer Hancock. And this is Maurice Durafle's setting of the Gregorian chant Ubi Caritas, which, of course, comes from the Holy Thursday, the Maundy Thursday liturgy. Where charity and love prevail, their love is ever found. And this is a beautiful choral setting of this that many people will know. And then another French piece performed by the same group. This is Olivier Messiaen's setting of O Sacrum Convivium, which is a Eucharistic text. So it also kind of relates to the Maundy Thursday liturgy. It's a Latin text honoring the Blessed Sacrament. And these are two of my favorite pieces the first of which I've done with Mystic River Chorale and with University of Bridgeport multiple times, And the second one I've actually not gotten a chance to do since I sang it myself in graduate school. So please enjoy the Durafle Ubi Caritas and the Messian O Sacrum Convivium.
We will listen to both of those and take a short break and be back with more.
Ubi Caritas et
Thank you.
Frank Martignetti is my special guest on Conducting Conversations this evening. I'm Mike Mano, and very pleased to be sitting with Frank, who is the director of the Mystic River Chorale, obviously in Mystic, Connecticut. He's also a teacher and educator and church choir director, organist, pianist, and found out during the commercial break that you got a jump on me when I was about to ask you, do you ever have a chance to perform individually and have some fun rather than directing other people? And you do now.
It's been rare. The last dozen years of my life have been really busy. And last Sunday, I just challenged myself based on a couple of friends doing the same. And I posted a cover of a Billy Joel song on Facebook, played it and sang it, and people loved it. And I'm going to post one every Sunday.
And how can people find it? Just go to Frank Martignetti. You want to spell it out for him?
Yeah, Facebook, Frank Martignetti. That would be how to find it.
Well, I thought you were looking at how to spell your name when I heard you clicking things.
I'm making sure I can find myself. Yeah, frank.martignetti at facebook.com. They can find me.
Okay. And spell Martignetti for everybody.
Oh, it's Martignetti.
Okay. And so check it out and become a follower. Next thing you know, you'll be viral. No, that's not a good thing to say right now. You know, it's funny. I had a friend of mine contact me telling me that I was on a YouTube clip introducing a quartet at a convention, and that it hit 1 million hits on YouTube. And then he called me back like a month later and said, well, you're over 2 million now. And it's all I'm doing is introducing the quartet. The quartet, obviously, is singing and why people are checking it out. But now I get to say that I have a YouTube video out there with millions of hits.
That's amazing. It's amazing. That's great.
If people want to find that, I should give myself a plug. If people want to find it, the name of the quartet was Old School. So go to Old School Quartet on YouTube, and you'll see me introducing them and then them singing for you.
So that's amazing. You know, it's amazing how social media and YouTube have made it so much easier for groups to get their sound out. I mean, Mystic River Chorale, we've got all these videos on our YouTube channel. But it also is funny because you never know, as a conductor or a board member, you never know what fans are posting of you.
Sure.
And I was at a Chorus America conference several years ago, and there was a session about this, because this was about eight, nine years ago, and there was a session about what is online about your group, and they posted this video, that somebody had taken from an audience of a shaky, cockeyed,
holding the phone,
of a choir, and they said, this is what you don't want online. And the director of that group was in the room, and she had no idea that was on the internet, and she just got up and said, oh my god, I gotta get that off. So it's funny, you just don't know what's out there, and it's always an homage when people post you, but you want to make sure that what represents your group out there is your best work.
Right. And things have changed a lot. I know my quartet a few years ago made a CD, and we're out there selling it and hustling it, and then somebody called me and told me they heard the whole CD on Pandora, and we're going like, wait a minute, we're trying to sell this, and Pandora's giving it away, But
yeah.
Hopefully those things are getting a little bit different and changed around. All right, let's get back to the Frank's Favorite Music Show, and tell us what you have for us next.
Well, one of my favorite youth choirs is the Amabile Youth Singers of London, Ontario, and Stephen Hatfield is their conductor, and he arranges and composes a lot of music for them. And this is a lovely piece called All Too Soon, and it's a text text he wrote and music that's inspired by an Irish folk song called What Will We Do? And it's about people leaving Cape Breton. It's the people leaving the area for a better life. And Mystic River Chorale sang this several years ago, but here is the ensemble that premiered it singing it.
No one's in doubt that the children singing all too soon shall be women and men, and the bunny new lamb that we shake with our hand, it'll roll to the ocean again.
obviously a live recording, Frank. Very well done, particularly for a live recording. And let's get to our next piece of music, because I know you have several that we want to try to make sure we get them all in.
Oh, yeah. You know, a lot of folk music speaks to me lately. And this is a piece, it's a setting of an Irish folk tune called She Moved Through the Fair, which is a wonderful story in and of itself. And I learned this piece by hearing the Yale Glee Club, led by my friend Jeff Dalma, performing it. And I ended up doing it with the chorale. And this recording is by a group called the Celtic Airs of Dublin, conducted by Blanade Murphy. And it is an amazing setting of this Irish ghost story.
My young love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kine. And she stepped away from me, and this she did say: it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. She stepped away from me, and she moved through the fair. And fondly I watched her, healed another. Then she went on,
she went out with one star awake, as the swan.
In an attempt to get in as much music as possible, I'm going to ask you to put these next two pieces together. Tell us what they are.
For sure. These are two classic arrangements of American hymns by Alice Parker, as sung by the Robert Shaw Chorale. And the first one, Hark, I Hear the Harps Eternal, is one that Mystic was going to sing this May, and now we're going to sing next May, Hark, I Hear the Harps Eternal. And the next one is What Wondrous Love Is This, which is a hymn many of us sang during Lent just a few weeks ago. And these are both performed by the Kansas City Chorale under the direction of Charles Bruffy. They're two of my favorite of the Shaw Parker hymn arrangements.
All right, we'll listen to both those, take a short break, and be back with more.
Hark, I hear the harps eternal ringing on the farther shore. As I hear those swollen waters with their deep and solemn roar.
Lord, for my soul.
Mystic River Chorale's music director, Frank Martinetti, is my special guest on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and remotely talking with Frank as we social distance by about, maybe 150, 200 miles, because you're in the western part of Connecticut, and I'm here in beautiful downtown Exeter, and we're doing this via Skype and trying to do the best to keep things rolling along normally here on WCRI. And Frank, I appreciate you coming on, taking time out of your day to make this happen.
Always a delight. It's good. It's good to be doing it. Good to be sharing music with people who appreciate it.
And you're having the opportunity tonight to do something you don't normally get a chance to do, and play some of your favorites that might have nothing to do with the Mystic River Chorale.
Exactly. Everything you've heard so far, except for the Barber Easter Chorale and the Messian, are things that I perform with Mystic. Those pieces I perform, but not with other groups. The last two pieces we're going to listen to today are pieces I would never do with the Mystic River Chorale. I love the African-American sacred music tradition.
So this is not going to be a rap piece?
No.
Okay.
That too. My teaching career, you know, I'm the chair of the music department at University of Bridgeport, where our undergraduate music major is a very diverse group of students. And before I did a PhD, I taught high school. And one of the places I taught high school was New Haven, Connecticut, where, again, I worked with really diverse students and grew to love a lot of different musics. And the glories of the African-American sacred choral tradition are not something that Mystic River Chorale could do very effectively. So I've avoided them with that group for my tenure with them. But these are two pieces that are really wonderful examples of that tradition, very different. One is the folk hymn, I Want Jesus to Walk With Me, which a lot of us sang during Lent a few weeks ago. And this is arranged by Anthony Leach and performed by Essence of Joy, which he conducts. Essence of Joy is the choir at the Pennsylvania State University at Penn State, which performs choral music of the African-American tradition. So it's a really cool arrangement in the gospel style. And then...
Well, why don't we hold it off? I'll let you introduce the second one. And let's just listen to this first one.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Frank, I want to thank you again for coming on and spending your time with our listeners here at WCRI and bringing you the hits of Frank Martinetti tonight. But we have one more piece that we want to do, so what'll it be?
This is another favorite spiritual arrangement of mine that I've done with my University of Bridgeport University singers and with other groups in the past. It's by the late, great Moses Hogan. It's an original piece in the spiritual style called My Soul's Been Anchored in the Lord, sung here by the Moses Hogan Singers under the direction of Moses Hogan.
All right. Thanks once again, Frank. It's a pleasure as always, and hope to see you under more normal conditions next fall.
That sounds good. I'll ask everybody to mark their calendars now. The Mystic River Chorale will be presenting, I'm very pleased to announce, Mozart's Requiem with orchestra on Sunday, January 17th in 2021. So we have a wonderful orchestral choral concert coming up. You can join us to sing in September by emailing us at chorus_manager@mysticriverchorale.org. And we look forward to having a great season next fall when we can all be together again.
Excellent. Thanks again, Frank. We'll go out with this piece of music, and then we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.